Welcome to the MPC Podcast. I am Tim W. Gill, pastor of Medora Pentecostal Church, and I'm thrilled that you've joined us today. Here at MPC, we are committed to bringing hope and building lives. One way we do that is through this podcast. Thank you for listening, for sharing and reviewing what we do here. It is our desire to connect with you, and you can find us on Facebook, or you can find us at our website, medorachurch.com. It is our prayer that today's message inspires you, encourages you, and that the kingdom of God is advanced in your life. Let's get right to the word of the Lord today.
Praise God. Amen. God bless you. Let's go to the book of Joshua chapter 3. So good to see everybody in the house today. Those that are watching online, thank you for joining us. Going to Joshua chapter 3, and we'll begin reading verse number 1. The Bible says, "And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God and the priests and the Levites bearing it, then you shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it of about 1,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way before. You have not passed this way before. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." Somebody say, get ready. "And Joshua spake unto the priests, saying, take up the ark of the covenant and pass over before the people. And they took up the ark and went before the people." I want to talk to you this evening about next level moments. Say that with me. Next level moments. Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you, Lord, for your word today. God, I pray that you would help me, Lord, as I begin to, Lord Jesus, unpack this message before these people. God, I pray that someone is encouraged and strengthened, Lord, to go to next level. We're going to give you the praise for it all in Jesus' mighty name. Let everybody say amen. Praise the Lord. Next level moments. God bless you. You can be seated. I realize that there are all kinds of churches and all kinds of denominations and all kinds of cultures of churches. And every church has unique culture. We have unique cultures here by what we do. We develop our own systematic practices. We develop social interactions that we have become accustomed to. We know that when you walk into the front, there's going to be somebody to greet you. Going to say, praise the Lord. Going to shake your hand. Going to say, welcome. Amen. But we also have our own language in the apostolic ranks, especially. We have our own language words that we say, similar phrases that seem to be repeated quite often. But far too often we have mistaken the culture of the church for God's divine, this is the way it is. Nothing wrong with church lingo, nothing wrong with church culture, nothing wrong with good tradition. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. And when you are celebrating, as we are this year, 110 years, we have developed some culture over the years, haven't we? We have. Then there are phrases that we begin to say things like, God's taken us to new dimensions. God's taken us to new dimensions of blessings. Or we say things like, I need a breakthrough. And if you don't know church language, you might think that somebody has a breakdown rather than a breakthrough. We say things like this, it is time to move forward. It's time to go to higher heights and deeper depths. How do you do that simultaneously? We say, let's launch out into the deep. Amen. We need a fresh move of God. We need a fresh move of God. And then we say things like this. We're on the verge of revival. We're on the verge of revival. I wish some people would just fall off that verge right into their revival. We say things like this. We're going to another level. So when I give you a text like next level moments, all of a sudden we think of those cultural phrases that we have in church. But what does this all mean? What does it mean when we say we need to move forward and we need higher heights and deeper depths and we need a transition, new move of God and we need to go to the next level? I'm going to tell you tonight just a little bit in this message what that means. It means I cannot be satisfied with the status quo. I cannot live in the same old place with God over and over where I become comfortable, amen, where I'm just so used to everything. But what we need is that we need to say, Lord, will you take me to a new place with you, a place I have never been before. Do you believe God is big enough to take you to some place you've never been? Do you believe that there are more things in God that you can experience, something that you have never experienced before? Well, it's easy to get comfortable. I've been in church all these years. I've lived for God and I'm just relaxing here in satisfaction. Amen. But I want to tell you today, there's got to be something inside of us that says, I need a next level moment with God. I need to pray like I hadn't prayed yesterday. I need to have an intercession like I didn't have yesterday. I need a view of God that's bigger and greater. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Let's lift him up. Let's see him bigger and better. Amen. Next level. God designed you, brothers and sisters, to grow. He designed us to go to new levels and heights with him. Amen. God wants us to grow in our spiritual diet. Some folks just are trying to live for years on milk, but God wants us to go to meat. God wants us to go to a higher place in growth in him. Peter wrote this in 2 Peter 3:8, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. I got to grow in grace. I got to grow in favor. I've got to grow in knowledge. I've got to grow, express and feel his presence in a new dimension. Amen. Growing churches are produced by growing people. People that are not satisfied with, well, I bless God, I'm saved, Holy Ghost filled, water baptized, and petrified. Amen. No, I've got to grow every day because sweeter gets the journey every day. The Lord is more real now to me at 62 than he was when I was 22. Oh, do you realize today where the Lord's brought you from? Maybe it's time to stop and look back where the Lord has brought you from and what level you were on and where you have been and where your concepts of faith were. And now look at you. Now look at where God has brought you. Our God is a next level moment kind of God. He doesn't want us staying on this plane. He wants us to take a step forward. Paul put it like this of his own personal experience in Philippians 3:12. Not as though I had already attained. Either were already perfect. That is mature. How many folks feel like, Sister Gill and I talk about this, we were under the impression when you turn 60, there is a magical thing that happens. You have arrived. You have known. you're knowing, you understand things, and you look at life like, yeah, I got this now, got it all worked out. All things are now smooth, only to realize I feel like I'm just I'm confused sometimes, and I don't know where I am sometimes, and I don't know what to do. Amen. I've been pastoring for many a year, but I don't know what to do. That's why I got to go to maturity. I'm still maturing. I'm still learning how to pastor. I'm still learning how to live for God. I'm still learning how to grow in the Lord. But I will tell you that it is more real today than it was yesterday. He's better to me today than he was yesterday. So Paul said, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect. But I follow. I said, I follow. Hallelujah. After. I pursue after, that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. I haven't arrived yet. But this one thing I do. This one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind, I reach forth to those things which are before, and I press. I pursue. I press. I pursue. I got to go to a next level with him towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, as many as will decide, I'll live next level. Amen. Be thus minded, and if anything be otherwise minded, God shall reveal this unto you. Nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. That means I'm not going back. I thank the Lord for where he brought me from. I'm not forgetting where he brought me from, but I thank the Lord there's more to come. I thank the Lord there's greater heights in him. Oh, give him praise today. I read of a monument, a statue in Spain that celebrates Christopher Columbus. At the base of the statue is inscribed the Spanish motto of years ago, ne plus ultra. Ne plus ultra, which means no more beyond. But after Christopher Columbus returned from the new land, in the statue, a lion's paw reaches out and is seen swiping across the word no, leaving the words more beyond. I would to God that would be some of us that would just swipe the word no right off of our vocabulary. Oh, I think I've arrived. No. I feel like I've got everything I need to know. No. I feel like I've experienced everything. I've seen miracles, signs, and wonders. Oh, no. I want more. I said I've got to have more. MPC, do you want more? Do you want more of God? Do you want to see a deeper move of his spirit? Then I've got to scratch off. No. Hallelujah. I've got to move beyond. It said that explorer mentality and feeling was so deep in Christopher Columbus that he was constantly looking out into the sea and out into the ocean. Matter of fact, they say that when he was out looking for new land, he would squint so hard and he would squint so strong and look so strong that ultimately he became blind. And yet even when he became blind, he would still get on a ship and say, take me somewhere. Amen. Is there anybody that'll say, I'm going to squint a little harder. I'm going to look a little deeper. I'm going to look a little closer because I want to see what else is out there. I feel sorry for people that says there's no more miracles. For them, it is true. But for those that'll start searching, amen, they've scratched off the no. God can't heal. Oh, no, yes, he can. Amen, God can't do this. Yes, he can. Hallelujah. That person will never be saved. Well, scratch that. That person will never come to God. Scratch that. I'm going to the next level. The people of God need the faith to believe there's more. beyond where we are. The Bible says they went throughout all of Israel and they told them, so when you see the ark moving, when you begin to see the ark being picked up and carried on, let me tell you, you need to go follow it. You need to go after it. But here's something that you need to know, is that why you follow it is because you've not been here before. You've not passed this way before. So you need to sanctify yourself. Get holy before the Lord, because the Lord said, I'm about to do some wonders among you. I'm about to perform some things. But if you sit on your same place, if you stay in the same a mentality and the same level, you're going to miss what God said you've never seen before. Oh, give him praise in this place. My father drove a truck in World War II, and often he had to take supplies to soldiers that were fighting. In one particular occasion, he was going to a place that was beyond the enemy, behind the enemy lines, if you were, and he was going to deliver them some things. And so my dad would have to go from checkpoint to checkpoint and show his papers and his orders when he would stop, and the military police or whoever was the soldier was standing there, and they would read his papers and then send him on. And he said he came to a checkpoint, and the officer looked at him and he said, "Soldier, this is the last checkpoint. Beyond this, you're on your own. Beyond this, you're on your own." I'm concerned that sometime we get to those last checkpoints and we just turn around and go back. Amen. Let me just tell you right now, there are some people that have paved the trail before us. There are some old saints that fought and investigated and adventured into new dimensions with God. And we go to that level and then stop. But somebody's got to say, I'm willing to go beyond the last checkpoint. I'm willing to try, amen, and go where there is nobody been before. Get ready. Something new is about to happen. Get ready. You've not been this way before. Focus on the move. Somebody say, focus on the move. This is where we are, MPC. God is doing some great things right here, right now. Amen. And I see it and I feel it. Amen. And it's time for us to focus on the move. Focus on what God is doing. Focus on the fact that God still wants to fill more people with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. More people are to be baptized in the name of Jesus. More backsliders are to come back to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for what he's doing. He did something awesome today. You may not have seen it, but God was moving. God is moving. I want to watch for the move. I want to watch for the movement. I want to watch for it in the name of Jesus. Yes. You see, new levels lead to new promises. The children of Israel, the Lord said, if you'll be willing to go where you've never gone before, I'll bless you like you've never been blessed before. I'll give you a land flowing with milk and honey. I'll give you a territory and land that you have never had before. You've been nomads and strangers for 40 years in the wilderness and hundreds of years before that in Egypt. But now, because you're willing to go where you haven't been before, you're willing to try. Would to God some folks would just simply do this. If they clap like this, that they would clap like that. Try something new. Maybe you raise your hands like this. Why don't you try raising them like that? Maybe you do. You try something new. Try something fresh. Because in newness, you will find new blessings and new promise. And say, I'll step out. Oh, praise be to God. Hallelujah. Other people jumping, I think I'll try that too. Other people dancing, I think I'll try that too. Because I plan to go into new homes. I plan to go into new blessings. I plan to go into new territory. Amen. There's got to be a yearning for more. There's got to be a desire for more. There's got to be a desire to go deeper. Some people are just scratching the surface in their prayer life and intercession. And the Lord said, I want to take you deeper. But you see, next level is uncomfortable because we've never been that way before. Our little cute jargon and language doesn't match. Hallelujah. Those that are going to next level don't just show up and go through the routine of a prayer room experience or go through the routine of just going to worship with everybody else, but they give it their all. They give it their best. They worship God beyond the normal. They go beyond the normal, amen, to excel because there's greater blessing in this beyond moment. Amen. The writer of Hebrews tells us that we are to leave the principles of the doctrine of Christ and go on to maturity or perfection. Let us go on to perfection. Let us mature. This is what it looks like. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 17. 2 Corinthians 3 and 17. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. And we are changed into the same image from glory to glory. Somebody say, from glory to glory. Glory. From level to level. To growth to growth. From improvement to improvement. From one level to the next level. You have to be willing to take a chance. Oh, yes, indeed. Right here, it's good, solid ground where I am. But if I'm going to go to that next level, if I'm going to the next level, I got to be willing to step up. Hallelujah. Come here, Rhett. I need you. Come here, buddy. Praise God. Whew, you're looking sharp. I want you to try to push me over. Okay, try again. Wow, boy, that's strong. Now, don't do it near as hard. Now try to push me over. Not on quite the solid footed, am I? Because when you step up to the next level and you begin to go to the next level with the Lord, it's not been that same old solid foundation. I've been doing this for 30 years. I've been doing this for 10 years, 5 years or what. I've been acting like that. Lord, don't cause me to have to go up, because if I go up to the next level, it's a challenging. Come on, push me again. Push me. It's a challenge. And if I'm going to go up even higher, I gotta work my way. Amen. Because I know we lack the solid footing, but sometimes you got to step out there and believe. He's still the healer. He's still the miracle worker. He's still the next level God. Praise God. Somebody say, step up. Step up. Change from glory to glory. Hallelujah. What does next level look like? It's that church's services are no longer just simply normal, usual, same old. Amen. Stepping up is to reach beyond the faith that we have and say, I'm going to believe for more impossible things. I'm going to trust God for the impossible things. He's the provider. Amen. Have a vision that if God doesn't help you reach it, it can never happen. Amen. Lift your vision higher for your family. Lift your vision higher for your ministry. Lift your vision higher for the work of God. Next level is that my prayer life goes to a new level. My worship goes to a new level. Seeing the kingdom of God goes to a new level. Amen. Barriers and fears and limitations kind of fade in view when I'm willing to go beyond and I'm willing to go to the next level. I'm going to the level that my expectation rises. My expectation rises. For you have never passed this way before. I will say to MPC, I believe with all my heart, we're standing in a place that we've never passed before in 110 years. Oh, I believe that in the name of Jesus. I said, I believe that. And I wish that there would be some folks that say, I'm with you. I believe it, Pastor. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know how it's going to happen. But I do believe that somehow we are going to see some things that God is going to do that maybe even our grandparents didn't do it. The generations before us didn't have it. But oh, God, let it happen. Lord, let it happen. Lord, let it happen. Next level moment with you, oh God. Stand with me, please. When you choose to go to the next level, there will be devils that try to keep you from doing that. But I challenge you, I encourage you to say, I'm still going to try. I'm still going to reach. I see the heart moving. I see the Holy Ghost moving. And I'm going to go. I'm going to pursue. I'm going to follow the going of the tree. I'm going to follow the glowing in the trees like David, where the Lord said, where you see the going in the top of the mulberry tree, I want you to follow it. I want to be like Zacchaeus and say, I will actually climb the tree to a next level to see the Lord. I will be like the woman with the issue of blood and push my way through, like blind Bartimaeus and scream my way through. I'm going to go to, is there anybody here tonight that says there is more for me? And I want it. See, anybody that would say tonight, there is more for me and I want it. God has a bigger plan for me than I could ever imagine. And I want it. I want it. I've got to have it. I encourage you to step out of the aisle, come to the front today, and let's stand here and believe God for next level moments. Next level moments in our prayer life. Next level moments in our worship. Next level moments in our witness. Next level moments in the miracles and signs and wonders. Oh, we praise you today. Come on and lift up your voice to the Lord and say, I'm pursuing, Lord, the next level of glory with you. I pursue it in the name of Jesus. I pursue it in the name.
Thank you for listening to the MPC podcast. We trust that today's message has inspired you, encouraged you, and strengthened you in the Lord. We would like to invite you to join us again by simply subscribing to our podcast, and we encourage you to write a review if it has been a blessing to you. Again, you can find us at medorachurch.com to learn more about our ministry.